Welcome to Intercourse Stories. My name is Lydia and I'm a collector for this project. In this episode, you'll be hearing from Gusta, Bola, Fatima, Charles, Liam and Geraldine. We hope that you enjoy these stories about healing and protection from some of the diverse cultures represented by our community storytellers.
I'm a Christian Orthodox.
Okay.
Christian Orthodox, and our faith is very strong. We go to church, and as much as we believe what in God, we also are humans, and we are all full of prejudices. So there were legends when, for example, there is a George's church, I can't say what village is it in Georgia, and once the disabled child was dying and father went with that child through night to that church, and the legend says that he chained himself between two trees and asked God for help to help his son, and instead he said that I will give my life, and then the miracle happened. Father passed away, of course. Those chains are still there, and the child was fully recovered, and after that legend, every year people go to that place and light the candles and ask for health of their children if somebody needs it. That's what I just recall, but there are millions, very many legends, things. I know there is a grave, saint's grave in Georgia, so I myself go and pray, and time to time I believe that my prayers are answered. So it's kind of miracle and legend as well, because it's been going through generations.
Did you ever hear any ghost stories or superstitions from your family?
Yeah, sure, I did. I remember in those days they would be saying, talking about the superstition about a witch, that witches is real. I remember growing up, I would be told that you don't leave your broom on the wall. You have to make sure it is flattened on the floor. If not, the witches will visit you in the middle of night.
Okay.
So it was later we realized that it was all superstitions, because they don't want their broom to be ruined. So they want you to keep them in a safe place. That's why they say that.
Did you ever hear any ghost stories or superstitions from your family?
Yes, please.
What stories?
This has to do with, do you know what it's called? Salt.
Salt?
Yeah, when you put salt on the floor, my parents say you have to put water on it immediately, or else it's going to be a danger.
And how would it be a danger?
That's the belief. That's the superstition we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
But it's surprising how many kind of superstitions or traditions are still there, you know. It was only yesterday that was a... My daughter made pancakes, and there was one on the plate, and I said, why aren't you eating that? She said, that was the first one. And there was some sort of superstition about not eating the first pancake. And like a magpies, if you see one, or if you see,
yeah.
You see two, we still come out with stuff like that. You know, break a mirror and 7 years bad luck, or throw salt over your shoulder, and and all of this is still there, and you know,
yeah,
still there, and particularly in country areas, you know. I remember having an argument with someone on Ledwich, Francis Ledwich. He was with his brother, and they say Ledwich was a bit psychic, and he was with his brother one time, and he said, now in a few minutes, a coach and horses are going to come around the corner here. And close your eyes, Joe. And Joe closed his eyes, and he could hear the coach and and the horses. And when it passed, Frank says, you can open your eyes now, it's gone. But no, maybe Frank was playing a joke on him, maybe it was something else. But Joe insisted that it was a ghost. So I put in my book that allegedly, you know.
Mm.
And Joe rang me up. What do you mean allegedly? You know, it happened. You know?
Yeah.
Joe, not everyone believes in ghosts, you know.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Susan McKeown, founder and director of Coola Foundation in the US and Coola Group, a community organization in Ireland. If you like what you heard in this episode, please consider making a donation to our organization to continue the important work of celebrating community culture through sharing stories like these. To learn more, please visit our website at coolafoundation.com/donate. Thank you for your support.